And he's now joining us on the line. David, thank you so much for joining us. Good evening to you.
Good evening, what's happening, and to the UFN listeners.
And how did you notice this sharp increase of water demand from your bulk customer meters?
Well, on an ongoing basis through our water services division, we've got plant and production managers attached to our various operations, one of which includes Falcorp. And on a daily basis, we do a monitoring of the system, which will give us the production rates, the water volumes in the water treatment plant, as well as the reservoir levels. But in the last couple of days, we've really monitored closely a trend of a high demand for potable water, not only in the Falcorp water treatment plant. Even issued a notice to caution customers in the Tshwane metropolis about a similar incident where two of our plants, which is the Cullinan as well as the Valmancel water treatment plant, were recording high consumption patterns. And one really could say, because of the, amongst other contributing factors, we are almost at the end of the year. The temperatures get to rise very high during the course of the day. So ordinarily, when you talk about domestic use of water, you are going to have a situation where there is more demand for water.
So it has been determined what could have led to this sharp increase in terms of water demand.
Well, really, it's, whether you look at either domestic or non-domestic use of water, there are a number of customers that we have at Magalis Water. Some of those include the mining industry as well as industries that require water for their operations. And you'd remember, for an example, that mines operate around the clock.
Yeah.
When you look at domestic use, you've got people that would, you know, leave their residences in the morning and come back in the afternoon. Some of the schools have already started to wrap up their academic calendars for there. So you will have instances of, you know, increases of water demand here and there because you've got a mix of contribution within the larger cohort of our customers.
Sure.
But one can safely say it's because of domestic usage of water, because there are other larger customers such as the mines and industries.
Yeah, but mining operations, if you may come in there, sorry about that, David. Mining operations are going throughout the year. Why around this time? What if this is due to leakages in one of your bulk pipelines?
No, we have done tests, particularly on the Falcorp supply system, where we even contracted one of our original equipment manufacturers to just do a technical assessment of our own infrastructure. There were no leaks. But what we were able to see was that once we have done all of the treatment procedures within the facility, and then we pushed the water into the command reservoirs, the water in the reservoirs was going down quite rapidly. And we thought maybe we could be dealing with a leak, but we were then able to see that from the smaller reservoirs that are owned by several of our customers, your Rustenburg, your Moses Kotane, as well as Tabazimbi, usage of water on their end was very high. And that is why you put the discrepancy as it relates to the supply and the demand. But as it relates to our own infrastructure now, we can concretely say there are no leaks. But what we know and what we've always communicated is that in such instances, experience has taught us that even at the end user perspective, particularly at the reticulation level of local municipalities, one of the things that does contribute to what we would then generally term as water losses, which then creates a higher demand for water, is the leaks in the reticulation, which is now the responsibility of the local municipalities. And we've been cautioning municipalities to say they must act with the necessary speed to deal with leaks within their own reticulation so that they then save this water, which then can be used by their communities. But on the side of Magalis Water, I can put my head on the block. We are dealing with no leaks, particularly as it relates to our bulk infrastructure.
So you mentioned Rustenburg and Tabazimbi. Do they form part of your bulk water lines, which will be affected by the implementation of your water demand management in the scheme?
Definitely so, including Moses Kotane as well as the Sun City Hotel and all the mines in the Rustenburg, Moses Kotane and Tabas in the local municipal jurisdiction.
Sure. And what kind of water, sorry about that, what kind of water demand management are you intending to implement here?
What we are then doing is to actually, much like we have load shedding, we are going to be closing outlets to the command reservoirs so that we have some time to actually pump into the command reservoirs, build capacity and have sufficient water in the storage so that as and when we then allow for customers to access water, you have reached satisfactory reservoir levels, but also you've got sufficient flow of water so that their customers or communities are then able to access water. But what then is going to happen is that the water demand management, in essence, is water rationing. So there shall be times where we will continue to close the outlets, build capacity, open for flow to go to the municipalities. But at a certain time, again, then we are going to close so that we are able then not to compromise the system. Because when we pump into the reservoirs without really doing the restrictions, we run the risk of collapsing the water supply.
But how different are these measures, David, from those that are already affected in your, is it the southern scheme, the southern supply scheme in the Bosport system? The measures you're speaking about, how different are they from that are already in place?
Well, there's nothing different about what we're doing on the northern supply scheme, which is La Patre, which is supplying Thabazimbi in Limpopo, and the southern scheme supplies Rustenburg. Because what we have then found out is that if we then don't do water demand management in Falkop, at Cullinan and in Valmansdam, we are running the risk of having a situation where we would not have any water to supply to either the mines or the municipalities through which communities need to access this basic service. So it was after having done our own assessment, then we decided that we needed to do water demand management until further notice, when we would have seen some significant improvement in the system.
And were your bulk water clients informed about these possible measures or possible changes in the supply of water?
We do it consistently as it is expected of us as a bulk supply. Even in our contract, the SOP or standard operating procedure is very clear on what steps we need to take and how we need to inform customers so that they prepare adequately. And then when the situation changes, obviously, we'll then again communicate to say there's been an improvement in the system, and therefore we'll either in part or completely suspend the water demand management.
And for how long are you hoping to continue implementing these measures?
For now, it's indefinite up until the system can improve. It all is a numbers game, so we need to continuously and consistently monitor the reservoir levels until such time we are comfortable with the reservoir levels and we have reached a stage where we then can lift the water demand management, the water rationing continues.
David, thank you so much for your time. David Mahai speaking for Mahalesota.